It is Wednesday, the 3rd of April 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant turn in the retail sector, Julian Dunkerton, the co-founder and CEO of the Cheltenham-based fashion retailer Superdry, has ceased discussions for a potential takeover of his company. In a recent announcement to the London Stock Exchange, Superdry stated that a takeover offer from Dunkerton is unlikely to yield a favourable result for shareholders. Despite halting takeover conversations, Dunkerton, who established Superdry in 2003, has expressed his ongoing dedication to the brand's future development and success. This decision marks a strategic pivot for the company as it seeks to navigate the complexities of the current retail landscape. Westminster Group, headquartered in Banbury, has reported a healthy start to the year 2024, navigating through global uncertainty and economic challenges. In their half-year results up to the end of December 2023, the security firm announced it had delivered products and services across 33 countries. Additionally, the company highlighted advancements in managed services opportunities and growth in its guarding division, indicating a strategic development in its global operations. County Foods, an independent catering butcher's located in Poole, is marking a significant milestone as it celebrates 20 years in the business. Starting with a modest team of just 5 in a small office, the company has seen substantial growth. It now has a workforce exceeding 80 employees. Operating from the Fleet's industrial estate, County Foods has expanded its offerings to include meat products as well as a range of delicatessen items, frozen and dry goods. Their products reach an extensive client base, spreading across Dorset and Hampshire. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update, stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.